USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will convene top U.S. military leaders today in the annual White House gathering that takes on special significance as the war in Ukraine rages on. In attendance will be Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, General Mark Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and senior military leaders. The commander of the last Ukrainian force in Mariupol pleaded Wednesday with world leaders to help, saying that their end is near. The 36th Separate Marine Brigade, Ukraine's final stronghold in Mariupol, resisted earlier demands to surrender and had held out despite being vastly outnumbered 10-1. The Star Wars franchise Mandalorian has lost one of its actors.
Victory through combat is impossible. We will be captured. The child will be lost. Sadly, there's no scenario where the child is saved in which I survive.
51-year-old Rio Hackford, the voice behind the droid bounty hunter, passed away last week in Huntington Beach, California. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
USFL football starts week two on Friday afternoon and runs through the weekend. More than half of the American states are sending a strong message to President Biden and his administration.
The heads of 26 states are joining together in what's being called the American Governor's Border Strike Force. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey details the new coalition.
Today we are announcing the American Governor's Border Strike Force. This is a majority of America's governors stepping up to do what the Biden administration refuses to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The goal, they say, is to share intelligence and invest in analysis as a way to stop human and drug smuggling. Membership includes border states like Texas and Arizona, but also includes states that are far away from Mexico, such as Montana and North Dakota. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
In what is seen in the financial world as an inflation amplifier, the United States Department of Education plans to make changes to student loans. Those changes include reassessing the payment timelines for borrowers and loan forgiveness. The $1.7 trillion owed to the system would fall back onto taxpayers, adding to the national debt and inflation. The Biden administration continues to interfere with parental rights to raise their children as they see fit. Earlier this month, HHS Secretary Javier Becerra on the Hill was asked by a congresswoman if HHS was removing transgender kids from their parents.
I can respond very quickly. Congresswoman, I believe in supporting and protecting transgender youth. I believe that they, along with their parents and their caregivers, will make the best decisions. And I would really urge that politicians like you stay out of their business.
Democrat Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News weighs in.
What we're seeing is the government increasingly encroaching on this relationship, driving a wedge between parents and their kids, and taking away parents' rights one by one. This is a dangerous thing. Conservative parents should have the right to raise their kids, to impart their values on their kids without fear of the government saying, well, you're a bad parent, and because you're a bad parent, we're going to take your kids away from you. And frankly, woke parents have the right to do the same. They have the right to raise their kids and impart their values to them as well. Government, unelected government bureaucrats, or the government in any way, should not be encroaching on this relationship and further taking away parents' rights.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.